Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Reds for the first time in 2024. It was Aaron Ashby's return to the starting rotation for the first time in 18 months, going up against hard-throwing righty Graham Ashcraft. Defense would be a theme in this one. In fact, an error led to two unearned runs in the second inning. The Brewers committed three errors in today's contest. It's 2-0 Reds as we enter the third inning, but a highlight for Aaron Ashby. He looked better than his line indicates. He got his first K. He got a lot of swings and misses today.
2-0 Reds in the third. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. And Aaron Ashby has his first strikeout since 2022 in the big leagues.
Unfortunately, the fourth inning would fall off the rails for Ashby and the Brewers' defense. A pair of stoink singles to open up the frame, a botched sack bunt that was another error for the Brewers, an RBI double, a double steal, another double, and then a bad hop RBI. And you blink, and all of a sudden it's 8-0. And the Brewers had some serious work to do. And in order to get to work, Bryce Terang started the comeback effort with two outs in the fifth.
1-0, high fly ball, right center field. Racing back is Fairchild. Back is Thompson at the wall. He reaches up, and it is gone. Bryce Terang with a two-run shot, his first home run of the season, and the Brewers are on the board. 8-2 Cincinnati.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. They weren't even done in the inning. How about the hottest hitter of the National League, Wild Bill William Contreras?
A one pitch. Ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Ortiz around third. He's headed for home. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. And the Brewers have plated another run here in the top of the fifth with an RBI single from William Contreras, and it's an 8-3 ball game.
But then in the bottom of the fifth inning, Eli De La Cruz would hit a home run that still hasn't landed for his first homer of 2024. After that, the bullpen would really settle down. J.D. Bukauskas would retire the side. Then in the sixth inning, the Brewers kept the hitting shoes on. A two-out single by Jackson Churio kept the inning alive. Men on first and second for Bryce Terang once again.
2-0 pitch. Terang hits one in the air the other way. Long run and over the head of the left fielder Steer. It's into the corner. One run is in. Churio around third. He's going to score. It is a two-run double for Bryce Terang. He's driven in four tonight. It's a 9-5 ball game.
The Brewers would add another RBI later in the frame as well. Joey Ortiz had an infield hit plus an error to score a run. So all of a sudden it's 9-6. Christian Yelich is at the plate in the seventh.
1-1. Yelich hits it in the air in the left with some thump. Steer is back onto the track. He's at the fence looking up. Goodbye! Yelich makes it a one-run game in the seventh inning with an opposite field two-run home run into the seats. Number four on the season for Christian Yelich, 9-8 Reds.
Are they really going to do this, come back from down 8-0? It would be their largest comeback in almost 20 years. However, the back-breaking moment was in the bottom of the seventh inning. A gamble by Sal Frelick did not pay off, and it was with the wrong man at the plate. The fastest man in baseball, Eli De La Cruz.
Eli De La Cruz lines one into center. Hanging on up. In comes Frelick. Oh, he went into a dive and it got past him. Rolling all the way to the track, and De La Cruz can burn. He's to third. He's being waved around. Adames makes a relay to the plate. It hits the mound. Eli dives in safely with an inside the park home run.
Chaos. And the smokestacks were burning. That was the backbreaker. The Brewers could never come over the hump. They fall by a final of 10-8. Game two is scheduled for tomorrow, but we'll explain why that might be a little soggy after this on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.